Most of us, somewhere along in our life, we've been involved in the bringing together of a big event. And I have. I've planned and organized youth conferences and things of that nature. And of course, we've had times when we've had special days at church where we're celebrating like a 50th or a 70th anniversary, and you plan and you plan and you plan. And the day set aside to dedicate this temple that had been all these years in preparation, from the days of King David, when King David was told he could not build the temple, but that his son would, and that David could begin to gather the materials together, and all the planning and everything that was involved in it. And then, as the time drew near, the singers and the musicians would begin to practice, and they would prepare. And they would become so proficient in the playing of their instruments and the singing of the songs of praise. They would have this down to perfection. The priest, they would make sure that all of their robes were spotless and not a stitch out of place. Everything prepared for this day, this glorious day. The day that we're going to dedicate this beautiful temple. Now, church family, you just need to just bask in this just for a moment. Because this is representing to us the glory of the God that we serve. Those of us who would call ourselves Christians, we believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, who would be brooding across this place. And then it began. Oh, I'm telling you, it just gives me chills. The singers would begin to sing, and I would imagine probably in the beginning, kind of a low singing would come, and it would get louder and louder, and these musicians would be playing, and the Spirit of God just moving, and God smiling down on this whole thing. And then it was time for the priest to begin their entrance into this holy place, and the glory of God so filled that place, Scripture tells us, that those priests could not even enter in. Whew. What a day. What a glorious day. But see, this is what I find to be fascinating in this. That night, when all of this was over, and I would imagine that Solomon was probably lying on his bed exhausted, the Spirit of God came to him with a warning. But it just amazes me, on that day, of all the days, God came to Solomon with a warning. He said, you serve me, and you're faithful to me, and there'll be blessings. But if you turn away, and when you read those later scriptures about how that Solomon turned his heart toward Astoreth and Molech, I'll just be honest with you, that just breaks my heart. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.